The Grand Canyon is one of the most visited national parks in the country. The National Park Service says more than 4.5 million people visited in 2021. It's also been a popular spot for proposed development, including mining operations. Our next guest has looked into some of those proposals and the kinds of rhetoric and sometimes misinformation that's been associated with them. Matthew Goodwin teaches humanities classes at NAU. He spoke with my co-host, Mark Brody, and they started by talking about the role of these kinds of discussions in terms of trying to shape public perception of environmental issues.
Well, as you know, I'm working specifically on the Grand Canyon. And really, once you dig into the history of the Grand Canyon, you find that the history involves quite a lot of misinformation and rhetoric around environmental issues as people have tried to exploit and use the Grand Canyon and to share as well as to enjoy it. One of the motivations for me to be thinking about this project was an experience that I had at the Grand Canyon, where I was actually going to the site where this uranium mine is located inside the Grand Canyon. You can still see the remnants of the mine. It has been cleaned up by the National Park Service and by federal taxpayer money, but you can still see the remnants of this uranium mine. And I was there with a spotting scope to try to see some of the human artifacts that you can find there. And some tourists saw me and asked me what I was looking at. And I said, well, I'm looking at the remnants of the old uranium mine that used to be here. And they looked at me with horror and said, how could you let that happen? Because they recognized that I seemed to be a local here, and they seemed to sense, I think, that someone that's local should protect this place. I had to laugh because they were probably old enough that they could have voted on some of the policies that allowed that to happen, whereas this had all happened before I was even born.
So let me ask you about one of these incidents from many decades ago, which involves the announcement of a hotel that was going to be built into the Grand Canyon. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And this information comes from Michael A. Amundson, a historian at Northern Arizona University. He wrote an article called Mining the Grand Canyon to Save It, the Orphan Lode Uranium Mine and National Security. And this was a great article about this history of an existing uranium mine company that was already mining inside the Grand Canyon outside of the National Park current zone, where currently the current limit was in the 1960s. And they wanted to continue mining underneath the Grand Canyon National Park. And at first there was quite a bit of opposition to this. And in order to try to distract people from that, what they proposed instead was building a very large luxury hotel with Olympic size swimming pool at the bottom of it that would cascade down into the Grand Canyon itself. And this was published in a newspaper and received quite a lot of opposition, and people called their congresspeople and fought the hotel, which was never actually a real plan to actually build or construct. And this allowed the continuation of the mining to continue underneath the Grand Canyon National Park area.
So was the thinking then that by proposing something so outlandish and so detestable to so many people that the actual mining, which a lot of people didn't want to continue in the first place, that maybe by comparison seemed less bad and was seen to be okay?
Correct. And well, I think actually the better way to think of it is that it really just distracted people from the mining. I think that the mining itself did not get as much attention as the potential hotel did.
What other instances have you noticed of maybe disinformation or specific rhetoric being used around environmental issues, specifically around the Grand Canyon?
One of the other big ones lately has been a proposed project of development called the Escalade Project, which is designed to build a tramway down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon near the confluence of the Colorado River. And this is proposed on a Navajo Nation land, and it was proposed to the Navajo people. And so it has an element of desirability because it would bring economic development and jobs to Navajo Nation. But I think often the extent of the jobs was misportrayed, and often it was compared to other types of activities that already exist in and around the Grand Canyon.
Do you see the kinds of rhetoric and the kinds of discussion about these kinds of projects around the Grand Canyon? Are they terribly different than the kinds of conversations and the kind of rhetoric we see around development projects outside the Grand Canyon, just sort of in general life?
I don't think they are very different. I think they're very, very much the same. It's just that the Grand Canyon is a much more visceral experience for many people, and they recognize the wrongness of development a little bit more clearly. But I do think that the general arguments and the rhetoric that are used are very much the same.
Well, so given, as you say, the visceral reaction, sort of the maybe protective feeling that a lot of people feel for the Grand Canyon, does that mean that development projects maybe have to be discussed and proposed a little differently than they would be if they were in Flagstaff or in Phoenix?
That's a good question. I do think that there is an element to protected places like the Grand Canyon that entails more people than are automatically obviously affected by the development. So, for example, when we think about protecting places like the Grand Canyon, we're protecting it not just for the local region, but we're protecting it for people who visit from all around the world. And I think that also we have to be thinking more about future generations. I think we do that with all development, or we should be doing that with all development. But I think it's a much more pronounced impact of more people that will be affected when they go to these places.
So there obviously continue to be proposals and ideas for development, for mining in and around the Grand Canyon. And I wonder if you think that the conversations we have about these projects into the future will continue to be the same as what we've seen in the past, or maybe we'll start talking about these kinds of ideas a little differently?
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. I think that there, in many respects, they are a continuation of the arguments of the past. They're many of the same, but also they are evolving and they're changing.
Matthew Goodwin teaches humanities classes at NAU. He'll be giving a talk about this later today at the Coolidge Public Library. And this is The Show.